Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ-FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday here on the world-famous K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. Decent hour in store for you. Decent day if you want to win things from us, like tickets to Ohana Fest, Ocean Way Festival, Universal, Halloween, Hollywood Horror Nights. That's a tough one to say. And, of course, access to the Endless Summer Kegger, known as the Clam Slam, which will be happening. We just got more details about that yesterday, and I'm excited. Now I'm finally at the point of excitement. First, I was annoyed. And now I'm excited.
I think that's your normal cycle of everything.
Yeah, I'll go back to being annoyed again, I'm sure, when I get in the car to drive there. But for right now, I'm excited, and that'll be happening tomorrow. And I know people are starting to freak out, but don't worry, tickets. In fact, let's go ahead and kick off the show by giving you some access right now. Caller 20, 800-520-1067. We will see you tomorrow if you are caller 20 right now and you are not a lame-o. No lame-os. That's the deal. My name's Klein. Nice to meet you. There's Allie over there.
Hello.
Jake's a nerd.
What does that mean?
We'll find out what happened on his big date last night. Of course, you got DJ Omar Khan over there, audio sniper in the back. Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking them calls at 800-520-1067. Lots of chances to win stuff from us today, including Allie's money and moments. So we get into that and much, much more. I had the weirdest unsolicited visitor come to my front door yesterday that I've ever had. In my entire life. It was the strangest experience. And now I am a little freaked out.
Solar?
Not so. I was hoping. I was like, let's just get to the solar thing,
let's
but it wasn't.
Do it.
We'll get to it later. It should come as no surprise to you that that was Linkin Park on K-Rock, and we are Klein Alley's show on Thursday, which is tomorrow. We got something planned. It's called An Endless Summer Kegger. We started this summer by finding out some sad news that fun scores were at an all-time low. People were not having fun anymore. People cannot afford fun. Also, I think people have more options just to stay home and watch stuff. So I think there's less of an interest to go out and actually find fun.
Well, we also have heard several stories of failed fun this year.
Failed
specifically.
Fun. A lot of broken bones.
Oh, yeah. Jet ski guy who fell asleep or passed out during the jet ski process, mm-hmm. almost died. People who have, I mean, it's.
So even people
but
trying
also,
to
like,
have
people
fun.
People on the street are just going stabby stabby.
True.
That's another,
you know?
Good point.
Like, why do you want to go out there, man?
So as a result, people are like, that's it. Fun is over. And we decided let's go ahead and do our part to try to make this a funner summer. And it's all going to hopefully commence with this giant endless summer kegger taking place tomorrow. That was our plan, at least after I realized I couldn't fit all of the listeners into the backyard of my house. So we are doing it tomorrow. And now we are officially at the final moment. So we say good morning to our next person who will be attending. This is Chloe in Long Beach. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
You are the 20th caller.
I made it through.
You made it through, and that means tomorrow you'll be at the Endless Summer Kegger with Slightly Stupid.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, no lamos, but you can bring someone, but just make sure they're not lame.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Who are you going to bring?
Probably my sister. She might kill me if I don't take her.
Older or younger?
Younger.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Murder.
All right, bring her. That's cool. Yeah. We're in. Hold on 1 second. That's Chloe and her sister. They'll be there tomorrow as well. A lot of people asking, too, what do we know the percentage of single people that will be there? I don't know the percentage because Vanessa's been talking to people off the air. But I think
it's not a preliminary question we asked.
I think there will be quite a few single people there. So who knows? Maybe you meet your next whatever at the Endless Summer Kegger. What a story.
Were you in cuffing season officially?
Mm.
Or does that start in October?
I can't keep track of it anymore.
That starts usually beginning of October.
Right.
Going into Halloween, holidays.
We're pre-cuffing right now.
Yup, everybody's breaking off their little summer flings and they're getting serious with their one boo.
Got it. Thank you for saying it like that. In case you're wondering, Johnny's a black lady. I don't know if you knew that, but now you know.
Everybody says boo.
That's right.
Should I dump my bae or boo? I'm not sure.
Say bae, bae.
Johnny's getting you ready for Halloween season. That was the world.
It's not the late 90s anymore, man.
I didn't say boo thang. I said boo.
Man, you turn 27 and everything changes.
It's all out the door, man.
Apologies for all that. Sorry.
Almost 30.
Sorry. Any complaints, send them care of Postmaster Johnny. We got to take a break. When we get back, Allie's got cash. It could be yours. And if you want it, call and claim it now. 800-520-1067. Easy round, by the way. The questions have already been written. Oh. This is an Allie Knows the News. And I think anyone who is, let's just call you, even dim-witted, would be able to beat Allie today. So if you're ready to call and play and win and get $100 of Allie's money, the number's 800-520-1067. That is happening after this quick break on K-Rock.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of news happening, news breaking all the time, and usually the good stuff happens right when we get off the air. But every morning we give you a chance to win some money if you know more about the news than Allie, who is currently working on the next batch of ADD news for you right now, so you can stay informed while you get through the rest of the show waiting to win your tickets. We say good morning right now to Jennifer in Palmdale, who would like to take Allie's money this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What's more exciting for you, the chance to win $100, the bragging rights, the invitation back to the Allie Knows the News Tournament of Champions?
The money.
The money. It's all about the money. Thanks for the honesty. Greatly appreciate that.
We understand. And we've never done the Tournament of Champions. We talk about it.
No. We've got a long list of all of the people that are qualified. When we're ready to announce it, we're trying to get more money because we feel like if we do an Allie Knows the News Tournament of Champions, we really have to raise the stakes.
Yeah. I have to have developed a new savings account.
Yeah.
We're going to wait until
Allie goes away on maternity leave, and then we'll do the Tournament of Champions.
With my money.
With Allie's money. And then she'll come back and realize exactly how much she lost. So Allie's going to leave the studios now. Your round will begin. Jennifer, answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately. I hope we can pay the people. The people are you. We're rooting for Jennifer, and here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
Rumors circulating right now that Tame Impala, Fred Again, and Dua Lipa will be headlining what annual festival?
Lula Plaza.
Say that again?
Lula Plaza?
Go to question number two. Taco Bell has announced that it will be bringing back what dessert from the dead? Dessert that has been dead is coming back thanks to Taco Bell. What is it?
Flan.
I think the world has been demanding more flan. Like Jesus, flan will rise again. We go to question number three. Tiger Woods had to make a plea during his trial yesterday about his rollover crash that took place close to a year ago. What was the plea that Tiger Woods made yesterday?
Pled guilty for the DUI.
We got a question number four. Ontario got a bit of a shaker this morning, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. What was the exact rating of this earthquake that happened this morning in Ontario area?
3.2.
And we go to this final question. A new cast has been announced of what show that will include a Mormon wife, an Olympian, and one of the members of Hanson? What show are they all going to be a part of?
A new show?
A new season of a show.
A new season. I'll say
Mormon wife, Olympian, and one of the members of Hanson.
It sounds like a joke. Okay, let's say
it does sound like a joke.
Damn.
Need an answer. 3, 2.
One.
What'd you say?
The pit.
That would be funny. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. See how you did. It would be an amazing announcement that was going to be on the new season of The Pit. All right, Allie, question number one.
Yes, sir.
Rumor report. Tame Impala, Fred Again, Dua Lipa, all rumored to be headlining what annual festival?
That would be a Coachella.
That is the big rumor that is circulating. K-Rock doesn't usually report on rumors, but it's getting a lot of buzz. It's been reported by a couple of...
There's odds on Couchy saying it's 91% chance that it's going to be Tame Impala and Dua Lipa.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and place some bets on that right now. But Allie is correct, and she gets the point early when she said Coachella. Sadly, that is not what Jennifer said as we go to question number...
What did Jennifer say? I never understood.
I did not know. I asked for it three times.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what was your answer for question one again?
It was Lollapalooza.
Okay. The phone was cut. Now we got a question.
Because I'm driving through like the highway of like the 14, so I kind of lose it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly the contestants we're looking for. That's right. That's a good Johnny special. Where are you? In a terrible cell area? Let's get you on the air immediately.
Our listeners are driving.
I get it. I couldn't imagine that every single phone line that was had a caller on it were all driving through a terrible cell area. I mean, the odds of that would be...
I didn't think I was going to get on if you want me to be completely honest.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where our crack staff makes sure you get right to the front of the line. I didn't even think I was going to get on, so I figured, what the hell? I'm not even going to...
Jennifer's personality is so good, though, and she sounds lively, and she only cut out once. For the most part, this is good.
Okay.
Stop complaining.
We go to question number two right now. So what do I know? Question number two. Allie, Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Vanessa, geez, you're all over the place with this, Jennifer.
She is a fierce
Taco Bell is bringing back what dessert from the dead?
Oh, my God. The Choco Taco.
Oh, that is a correct answer.
One
Choco
of the
Taco.
Best ice cream treats.
One of the greats. When you can't decide if you're in the mood for dessert or a taco, you go with the Choco Taco, and Taco Bell is bringing it back, baby. We go to question three. Allie's up 2-0 early. Question three. Tiger Woods had to make a plea yesterday in a case about a car accident that happened about a year ago where he flipped his Range Rover. What was the plea that he officially made?
You know, I feel like those high-profile cases, always like no contest.
Okay.
You always want to say like not yes, not no.
Jennifer said he pled guilty to a DUI, but the correct answer is, and this must be what the lawyers tell you to do, he goes no contest, which I don't even know what
like
that really means. But
there is no contest.
There is no contest here. That is the theme for the show today. We go to question four. Allie's up 3-0. Ontario woke up to a bit of a shaker this morning. The current, what was the official rating of the earthquake that shook Ontario, parts of San Bernardino?
About this. It's a 3, or it's not, doesn't matter really. I think it was a 3.5.
She said 3.2. Correct answer officially was a 3.4. Allie closest.
Yeah.
But no one gets the point on that one since no one got it exactly right. And it doesn't really matter because this is a no contest, as we like to say. And we go to this final question. There's a new season of a show that will have a housewife on it, one of the members of Hanson, and an Olympian. What show?
Which one?
Taylor?
Zach or Taylor?
Taylor,
oh, it's Taylor? Oh,
what show is it?
God. What show is it? Let's say it's got to be, like, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars
there
or something.
There we go. That's easy right there. She said The Pit, which would have been hilarious.
Wow, but Taylor Hanson on The Pit would have been.
The correct answer is, of course, Dancing with the Stars. New season announced. So, and they're running out of stars because most of the people on there, you go, who, what, where? And then
Dancing with the mildly important people.
So dancing with whoever takes our calls after season 29 or whatever. anyway, congratulations, Jennifer. You won no money, but Vanessa says you have a good personality, so you got that going for you. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
My name is Jennifer, and Allie knows the news.
Thank you for including us in your drive to work today. Appreciate you. Oh, man. Weird thing happened yesterday. One of the weirdest things I've ever experienced. It's actually stuck with me now, and more I thought about it.
You seem pretty haunted.
I'm shook. I actually am. And when it was happening, it was one of those things that was happening, and it didn't really fully, the effect of it didn't hit me until long after, and I woke up this morning, and I'm still very weirded out by what took place yesterday. It all involved a stranger knocking on my door yesterday, and we'll get to that next on K-Rock Show. I know that rarely, if you get a random knock on your door, is it ever a good thing. I don't think there's ever... there used to be those people that would go around and give the oversized checks, the Publisher's Clearinghouse. That was the only...
Are they still around?
I don't think so, but I feel like that was maybe the only reason. I don't think they even had a business. I think they just gave checks to people.
Once they had to order more checks, they were like, oh, we're tapped out.
These things are massive.
so expensive.
But I think that that's the only reason, I think, for a long time people would ever open their door for a stranger, because they go, maybe it's someone would give me a giant check and some balloons.
Especially around here, because if you're getting a knock on the door, you're like, is this a distraction for somebody entering my house and breaking in? It's usually just some kind of a scam.
Sometimes delivery, it's weird. I have some Amazon guys that leave and go, some knock. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Some just drop the package.
An Amazon driver knocking?
Yeah, sometimes they knock. Sometimes they'll ring the bell. Sometimes
probably because they've heard of your snack game and your bathroom.
They have to
policy.
Take a dump. That's why. I'm probably fully loaded. I need to get in there. This loser will
not three times on this house.
So
door will open.
But there's I don't usually pay much attention. And then of course you can. I have an app so I can look at it if I have my phone charged, which I rarely do. And I'll be like, oh, there's someone there, and they look like they're selling something. I'm not going to answer. They'll walk away eventually. Yesterday, middle of the day. Jerry, my dog, is out in the front yard, and he just starts barking, which is nothing new because he barks at anything. A leaf blows, he'll bark. A dog walks by, he'll bark. And he starts barking, but it's a louder, like more aggressive bark than normal. So I just go to take a peek at what's going on. And this old lady has wandered from the sidewalk kind of up to my front door. And she doesn't have a clipboard with her. She doesn't. I don't know her. Never seen her before. She's not like one of those old. There used to be an old lady that would rake. That would kind of sweep the street constantly. She died and got. I watched her get carried out of her house in a stretcher. That was sad. But
the sidewalk's probably a mess now.
It is a lot of leaves. A lot of leaves.
Dude, why aren't you out there with your blower?
I was going to ask about the blowing.
The blower is not, I didn't get a good blower, and it's not.
Oh my God, it's not dead already?
It's not dead, but it doesn't hold the charge like it used to. I need to remember.
Like it used to four days ago when you bought it?
I kind of got over that phase pretty quickly.
Oh man.
But right. this woman is wandering up, and she's wearing a big sun hat. She's wearing a neon pink bathing suit top and then weird Ooh. Shorts, but not attractive, but a very strange situation. And I don't know if she's looking for, I don't know if it's a silver alert situation. I don't know if she's wandering around. Something.
And by old, like how are we talking about, like 60 or 80?
Somewhere in that window. I'd say maybe if I had to place her, I'd put her in the mid 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
mid 70s.
You turned on Omar?
Omar's indoor. Yeah. Almost at Omar's sweet spot.
Yeah.
And I say, open the door. I say, hi.
Hi. I've been waiting.
You're just dry enough.
I say, can I help you? And she goes, you live here? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, it's my house.
Ooh.
I go, excuse me? She goes, this is my house. You need to leave. I say, this is your house. So there's a lot of problems in there. You want it?
Oh, you admitted it.
You're
like, are you friends with these roaches?
Yeah. The roach is yours? I said, what? And then she starts describing what the house used to look like before they had like knocked it down and rebuilt the thing I live in now. And she's like, an old blue house with a garage that used to be right there. And I'm like, wow. Okay. She's like, yes, this is my house.
Maybe she was in a coma and then she woke up and was like, I got to go back home, but it's not her house anymore.
Maybe she's a ghost.
Maybe she's Encino Man.
Oh, so many possibilities. She's a little...
It's probably Encino Man.
She's like 2 miles east to be Encino Man. But okay, regardless. She's confused. Encino is just over that way. So she...
You're in the wrong movie.
I say, I think you're... First, I'm trying to be pleasant because she's like an old lady. So I go...
Yeah, she seems like dementia-confused, maybe.
I think you're confused. I've been living here for a while now. And so I'm sorry, this is not your house. And she like goes to reach and grabs my wrist.
Oh.
And her hand is cold, very cold feeling.
You think she's a witch?
I don't know. She kind of looked like that woman from Weapons, to be
honest. Whoa, did she have one of those weird sticks with her that had the rope around it?
She touched you?
She touched me.
Oh, dude, you got a voodoo curse on you.
She touched me on my, I got the Wishy Potions.
Wishy Potions.
I got them on me.
Cooking some Wishy Potions.
Vanessa, did you put a curse on my family? This woman grabbed my wrist in a very cold feel, cold and very strong grip. For an old, like old men have a strong grip, but not usually old ladies. And she grabbed my wrist hard and she goes, this is my house, and I live here, and I'm going to live here again.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the? And then I say to her, I'm like, and my dog at this point, he it's weird. He stopped. It's almost like he stopped to watch, but he wasn't continuing to bark, and he like got
weird. He was mesmerized?
You tell he was kind of weirded out by the thing as well. And then I said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And she goes, you can leave.
Oh.
And then I said, if you don't leave, I'm going to have to call the cops.
Oh, damn. You got really spicy.
And she goes,
with
you don't need to call the cops. It's my house. And then she just walked, like in a not fast way, but in a slow, very weird way, just walked.
Maybe
walked
when
off.
Someone's playing a prank on you, maybe someone hired an Etsy witch to come visit your house.
Now, this was like.
That'd be so cool.
You followed her, right?
Did I follow her?
Yeah, to see if she was going to hop in a car, get a license plate, get something.
No, I didn't think about that.
You didn't follow up with her at all?
That's a weird thing, dude. What if she comes back?
Well, it was very strange. And then I did, I took a picture. I mean, I looked on my, video footage of her walking up. I do have,
can't even see her face in that photo.
I, I know. I got to find the doorbell footage.
You are just so bad at investigations.
I didn't think the follower.
That was a curse you put on him.
Yeah.
Dumb. she gave me the dumb curse? Oh, no.
No, she's going to come back and pivot and try and sell candy bars for her basketball team.
So I don't know what to make of any of that. Because she didn't, like, demand anything other than just told me that I was living in her house and it was going to be her house again.
I think there's a situation where there's a, maybe another reality where this is her house. Maybe she's from another dimension. She went through some kind of a crazy portal.
In a pink bathing suit?
Yeah.
Or she has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's not as fun as portal, but it could happen.
Yeah, it's either portal or Alzheimer's.
Did you call anybody?
No. I grabbed
my... Tell your wife?
So I kind of started to tell her, and then I said, what am I doing? If I say this to my wife, she's going to be completely freaked out and want to get out of there immediately. So
do you have the footage, the actual video footage of you talking to her?
Yes, I do.
And her touching you?
Yes, I probably have that on footage as well. And I'm telling you, that was the part of all of it. That was the part that was weird. I felt some weird energy transfer when she held my wrist.
Oh, my God.
In a weird sort of... Like a weird ass way. I can't explain it really.
626 said when she said, this is my house, you should have said, no, this is Ram's house.
Ram's house? Whose house? I've already made that joke to my neighbor. It didn't go over well.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, news for you right now, and then a brand new hour of the show will begin. We also have tickets for you coming up for a couple of festivals taking place on the shores of Southern California, including Ohana Fest and Ocean Way Festival. Tickets coming up starting at 9 a.m., happening all day long, as we ping-pong back and forth between those festivals and get you into everything, plus the endless summer kegger. Don't worry, don't fear. We have many tickets to give away today and tomorrow before we finally all join forces with Slightly Stupid at Newport Beach for a one final summer hang. All that will start happening after this. Your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, we'll start with some festival rumors that are circulating. Who is headlining Coachella? According to Calci, the betting site, there is a 91% chance that the headliners next year will be Tame Impala and Dua Lipa, and a 41% chance that the other headliner is BTS, who I'm sure would have record attendance. If you just drive by SoFi right now, I think there's lines of thousands of people just trying to get merch for BTS.
What are they, four shows in a row at SoFi?
Yeah. Oh. I think all sold out.
Jesus.
And people are camping for merch. Other rumored artists...
If I gave you $1 million right now, could you name one BTS song?
Song?
Yeah.
I don't know what BTS stands for.
Dynamite?
Jake has IBS.
No, I got BTS.
Which is also headlining Coachella every year.
Every year that Jake is there. It's IBS.
Not a line for merch. For
you
don't,
you couldn't name a song, Ellie, or no?
Dynamite. I know that song.
Is that a real one?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Light me up like dynamite.
You should have said I couldn't do it, and then I would have said, all right, do it for $1 million.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me to name a member.
Yeah, name a member.
Jungkook?
Whoa.
No, I think that's his name.
Whoa.
Okay. I think that's his name, guys.
Who? Which one?
I think his name is Jin.
There is one. Yeah, there is a Jungkook.
Yes, thank you.
But he is in BTS. Yep. There he is.
Alright. Uh-huh. Dynamite.
Klein, you name one.
Mahjong. That's a clip. That's an old clip. That's not a
that's
how dare you.
That's not a context clip.
Jungkook would be very I just said Jungkook. Very offended. Well. Other rumored artists include Fred Again, Oasis, Radiohead, and SZA. Another rumor was Miley Cyrus, who recently dropped the Cyrus. She's just Miley now.
Ooh.
But she was allegedly offered, and then she turned down the offer because she wanted to focus on her new album. And, you know, when you drop your last name, changing your name at DMV is a whole process.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
So we talked about this new trend of putting your text conversations and creating AI songs out of them. We did it for our show, The Text Thread, and it was mildly entertaining. But one of the first videos I saw about this was a text thread between moms that were arguing about Oreos. One of them had put Oreos in their kid's lunch. Another mom was upset about that. And this has not only gone viral, it's become a thing that has been shared millions of times and become a bigger conversation about Oreos, family, and the school environment.
The viral debate about bringing Oreos to school is anything but black and white for many parents.
Ava came home really upset yesterday because one of the girls had Oreos in her lunch.
A series of posts set to music on Instagram showing what looks like a group chat among moms of five-year-olds at the same school. One mom, Michelle, says her daughter, Ava, came home upset after another child had Oreos in her lunchbox, adding, "We don't allow that kind of thing at home." And asking the other moms to stop packing Oreos, too.
I just wondered if we could agree not to send things like Oreos, chocolate, etc. So the kids aren't comparing lunches.
Another mom, Charlotte, firing back.
Yeah, it's so tough.
Does this
here.
Sound familiar to you?
Well, I'm so torn because I was one of these kids that sadly...
You were a no Oreo kid.
I never got the good stuff. Never got any of the good sweets at all. I was so bummed out. It sucked. And I had friends that would get it all. I had friends, you could tell the parents... We're definitely going through divorce and stuff because they would get the greatest lunches. And you could tell, like, oh, this must be Dad's week because the lunch was, like, nothing but Oreos.
Well, and you,
Doritos, Oreos.
I understand the idea of wanting to be, quote, healthy but for lunches and crap like that. But there's also, I think, a bit of a flex for a parent to be like, hey, here's some Sunny D.
Right.
Here's some Oreos. Here's some old school enjoyment.
Here's some red dye number 30.
Yeah, because
yeah, if there's any point in your life to destroy your body, it's when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
I mean,
right? You can recover so quickly.
Yeah, the pediatrician pretty much said at one point, because I was like, every day we're fighting about stuff and they don't want to eat. She's like,
it doesn't matter.
Whatever they eat is going to be fine. If they lick the ground and they call it dinner, they're going to be fine.
Give them a beer.
Yeah, like she really said it. At this point, you're right. It doesn't matter. The part when, you know, if I would sit down and eat a sleeve of Oreos, be feeling that.
Be like hungover from it.
Yeah. Please do that.
But I would like to do that.
And then we'll do a text thread about it.
With respect, I am not changing my daughter's lunch because your daughter wants an Oreo.
Now, these moms are heated.
Yeah, and then, you know, they it goes on to have this conversation about should you not bring it because there are other people that are going to compare. But it's like, yeah, but that's just life. Right, yeah. Is that people are going to have things that you don't
You're
have,
right.
And that's a lesson that all of us learn. Exactly.
Suck. I mean, poor Jake's going to school with a mustard sandwich. You think he's jealous of all the kids that have Oreos and meat in their sandwiches? Probably.
Right, and then there's kids having hot lunch, and then they're probably jealous that the other kid has a brought from home lunch.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to compare. That's school. That's life.
And by the way, all I hear from my kids is that their lunch sucks and the other kids have better lunches. But then when their friends come over, I say to the friends, I go, hey, my kid said you had the lunch, and the kid's like, no, I didn't. Hey, your kid has the best lunch. I'm like, what?
I'm grilling them about their lunch.
I'm getting scammed. Yeah, I am. Because I get told stuff.
Why do you care, dude?
Because I'm being told by my kids I don't have a good lunch. Dylan has a good lunch. So I say, Dylan.
You just don't want to get one up by another parent?
I say, Dylan. don't. How many desserts do you get in your lunch? She's like, one, maybe. I'm like, one? Mikey told me three.
Well, and let's all be honest. Everything really was taken down a notch when nuts were no longer allowed.
Right.
No one's getting peanut butter and jelly anymore, so everyone's just sad in general. No one wants a sunflower butter sandwich.
No.
We're all struggling
here. We sure don't.
Now there's a new sign you're old. This is according to Gen Z, allegedly, so I guess you decide whether you want to take it seriously or not. But having your own name as your email address is now a sign that you are of age. If your email is just your first and last name with no extra numbers or letters, it likely means that you claimed it early, perhaps even back when Gmail was invite only, which I don't even remember. But
you know, some people have like Instagram names and it's just like Jake, at Jake. You're like, how'd that guy get that?
Right.
You know, you go, that guy must have been in on it early.
But don't you feel like that's kind of got a cool factor?
Well,
like,
well,
you got it back when there was just Jake.
Used to be, but that would be like making fun of someone now whose phone number is just, you know, like, you know, old school area codes, which people are proud of that they have one of the originals, because now who can keep track of all the new ones?
Right. Well, but my first Gmail address, if you were a true millennial, it wasn't your name. It was something ridiculous. Like, mine was mybffally143 because my friend Elijah created it for me.
Right.
And it was like, wow, this is fun. What is our screen name going to be, essentially? And then once I got serious, I was like, crap, I need to have some kind of an adult Gmail.
Right.
And then by then, all of the Allison Johnsons were taken.
Right. Once I got serious and decided to make my signature Shenanigans, I decided to get my
name. I actually checked after we talked about that. It's no longer Shenanigans.
What does your stupid signature say? Pull up one of Allie's emails.
It says voiceover, radio, acting, and then it has her full name, Allison Johnson.
It doesn't say acting.
I think it says something dumb like that.
Yeah, it does. Vanessa,
voiceover, radio, comedy.
Comedy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's the
comedy?
I replace Shenanigans with comedy.
When does that start?
Right now.
And you have a website?
It's no longer active. I stopped paying.
Oh, okay. So why is it on here?
You have a former website on there?
No, there's something there, but I think
an
it says...
iCloud account and a website. You're AllieJohnson.com.
Yeah, my website is called 404 Forbidden.
Oh, I love
that.
It
says website expired when you click on the link.
See, now that's comedy. Told you.
That's some sweet-ass cheapness right there. Check out more about me. Oh, it's a website, unpaid website.
I didn't want to renew. I never use it.
Not even the, this is being bookmarked for future use. Just a completely dead website. It was not paid for.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, is my dad was telling me that because he grew up in, like, the dot-com era where everybody was tech boom in the Silicon Valley, and he has, like, some of his biggest assets are old domains.
Right.
That have four-letter domains that are short. Yeah, he said he's basically stockpiling them, and he gets offers every single year from big companies saying, I'll pay you thousands of dollars for these domains.
What's he holding
for? He said he's going to pass them on to me.
Oh, God.
Domains. Those are my...
That's your inheritance?
That's my inheritance.
I just found out off the air what Ali's going to pass on to me. We'll get into that this hour on the show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.